الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا، فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا، فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا، قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره، واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا، قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا، فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما، صدق الله العظيم. Until here, they explain how in every verse Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has made some mention, some places a very clear mention, and some places with what we call indication towards the various fitan that will come, what will be known as the fitnas of Dajjal, which Shayateen will spread in the world, and people will see it as though it's just happening. But nothing will just happen. Everything happens because there is always someone behind. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is the one right on top. And this is Allah Tabarak Ta'ala's system that He allows it to happen. Dajjal, Shayateen, Iblis, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala spread out this whole web so that the imtihan can take place to see who is worthy of Jannah. And for that person who one day finds his road to Jahannam, then for the hujjah to be tam upon him, for the dalil to be clear. So after mentioning so much of the people of the cave and how young people managed to protect themselves, and after mentioning the principles with which they went into the cave, meaning the first thing they attributed everything to the Zat of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ فَدَ إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Thereafter they held on to the kitab which was given to them, ishara towards the ummah to hold on to the Qur'an, and not just alone as an individual, but as an ijtima', what we call madaris, where takrar, mutala will take place, to study the Qur'an, understand the Qur'an, have dars of Qur'an, explain the Qur'an, and thereafter to stay in the company of the pious, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal ashi. No matter how hard it is, but to hold a person in the company of those that he regards to be more pious than himself, people who have ikhlas. And thereafter, never to feel inferior, but rather to make those around you feel inferior. وَقُولِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Let's say, haq has come. I am on truth, you are on batil. And even if you find the whole world is not ready to accept, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. If you want to accept, accept. But I am very happy about my deen. And thereafter, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala gave an example of the people of the garden, where one person had lot, another person never, but he never felt inferior. He understood there is something great kept for me. And when he looked at the garden of his friend, he told his friend, I feel sorry for you, because all this you got, but you haven't recognized the Creator. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala showed the result of that. And thereafter two things were shown which causes men to fall into the fitna, what we call the fitna of Dajjal. One is just dunya, and one is shayateen. Regarding the dunya, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained, the reality of dunya is the water that comes from the sky, the grass comes out, there is one lovely spring, and around the corner is autumn. The world comes to an end faster than it began. You will think that I got a long life to live, but many people in the past also thought the same, and all gone. And on the next, Allah Ta'ala explained the reality of shayateen. The reality of shayateen was right from the beginning, where in front of the Zat of Allah Ta'ala, when Iblis, who was the best of the rest of the jinn, all the other jinn, they were in the earth. The angels were sent to make war against them. They had created so much of fasad. They were the worst. Then we say the best of the rest was Azazil, Iblis. He pulled away from the evil jinn. He started worshipping Allah Ta'ala. He worshipped so much that the angels allowed him that you are different from the rest. You can be with us. And he now found his position amongst the angels. So he is the best of the rest. But when the time came to make sajda in front of Adam alayhi salam, then the best of the jinn, when he heard jinn must fall in subservience to man, he said never. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ He knew it was Allah's command. He said, I'll never do it. Aba, open inkar. Allah Ta'ala said, an open enemy from that day. Forget the other jinnat. He was the best of the rest. But if he had so much hatred for man, do you think the other jinn will ever like man? أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَا Allah Ta'ala says, do you desire to choose these people as your friends? بِئْسَ لِلْظَالِمِينَ بَدَلَى What a change you have made. Allah was yours, you left Allah and you went to this evil. So the shayateen will show you some power of theirs in the world, but their power is a dhoka, a deception. But man likes to see amazing things. As soon as he sees something amazing, more powerful, he falls flat. He sees technology coming about, he gives his whole deen just to get technology. Weapons will be coming out, ships will be coming out, engines will be coming out, meaning man will be rising in the world. And just to be able to rise with man to get that extra power, man is ready to sell his deen. Allah Ta'ala says, what power they are showing you is no real power. Had they had real power, Allah Ta'ala have used them to create the heavens and earth. مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ But when the heavens and earth had to be created, they were never brought from a shara. Their power is a very weak power. Don't give your deen away for it. So all that explained to us the fitan of Dajjal, but now came an incident where Allah Ta'ala suddenly switches and says, wa'id means something else that you must always keep in the back of your mind, was the incident between Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam. Now if a person just reads this incident, he will find no ta'alluq with this incident and Dajjal. The incident of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam is a unique incident that Allah Ta'ala explained in detail. But for such a place for it to be explained, it means it got great ta'alluq to the fitan of Dajjal. The khulasa of the incident is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was instructed by Allah Ta'ala that there is a certain person in the world who knows more than you. And ulama has mentioned more than you means he knows things that you do not know. You know many things of the Sharia which Jibreel alayhi salam brings to you. You understand things of ahkam, the zaat of Allah Ta'ala, but there's a man who understands things which is beyond your understanding. It has not been opened up to you. So Musa alayhi salam, to understand what was this knowledge that even a Nabi is not made aware of, and to explain to the world that the system how Allah Ta'ala lets this world run, he had a desire to meet this man. So he was given directions, and one of the directions was a place where two waters meet. It could have meant the two oceans meet, or it could have meant the river and the ocean meet. Whatever it was, Musa alayhi salam understood it. And there is no need for anyone in the world to go looking for it. You will never find it. At that place where the two waters were going to meet, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was going to find a man who was called Abdan min ibadina, a unique man. Ataynahu rahmatan min indina, one is min ibadina, from our servants, unique, Abd. And thereafter, آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا A man who had been blessed with special mercies again from Allah. So covered with the selected mercies of Allah Ta'ala, more unique. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا And from our side we have taught him also even more unique. One is abdiyat, he is unique in his abdiyat. One is his power, رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا He is unique in his power. And one is in knowledge, we are teaching him directly. A man who is unique in all fields, you will go and visit this man. And in the hadith, we have been taught that this man's name was Khidr. The reality of Khidr, which comes in books of history, which man can never deny also, man will never say definitely 100%, but the reality of Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam is something like this. that for some reason in his life, either his mother's dua or whatever it was, Allah tabarak ta'ala, how he created what we will call Iblis, Shayateen, Dajjal, and Allah tabarak ta'ala gave them a life which is very, very, very long. Dajjal, definitely we know in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was there. Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu saw him. And we know he will live right till the meeting of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So over thousands of years. How long before that Dajjal was alive? That is something that man will never know. But when Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu saw him, he never saw a baby, he saw an old man. And there is great indication that Dajjal was from the beginning. When Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam warned his people of Dajjal, it's because most likely he was moving in that era. And throughout many eras, for such a long life, so Allah tabarak ta'ala gave evil such long lives to do the evil. Allah tabarak ta'ala also desired on the other side to create good to remove the evil. From among these goods that were created to remove evil, one unique man was a man called Khidr. So Allah tabarak ta'ala blessed him with a life. The length of his life can never be understood, but so much we know that Dhulqarnain, which is famous, he was in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. If that is the best view and the most correct view, then majority have said that the advisor of Dhulqarnain in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam was Khidr, nobody else. So Khidr alayhi salam would be alive in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam. Thereafter the Bani Israel go, Yusuf alayhi salam. Thereafter they remain in Egypt for so long. Firauns upon Firauns come. Finally Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is meeting Khidr alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam alive, and he is now meeting Musa alayhi salam. On the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a man pitched up. And he gave taziyah to the household. He explained to them that a great man has passed away. But verily that man will be completely deprived who becomes angry with the decision of Allah. And he said something, then he went away. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked Ali radiallahu anhu, do you know who that man was? Ali radiallahu anhu said, no, he said that was Khidr. So from Ibrahim alayhi salam's time, moving through, and he was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How long after that will he live? There is difference amongst the ulama. But there is a very strong indication which the narrator of the hadith of Muslim Sharif himself held on to, and which many ulama hold on to, that the final confrontation with Dajjal, where Dajjal will come to Medina Munawwara and say, who will face me? And one person will go out, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best soul on the surface of the earth at that time. And he will go out to Dajjal and say, I will face you. And Dajjal will say to him, I will kill you and bring you alive again. Then will you believe in me? He said, you kill me, I'll get more yaqeen. And Dajjal will kill him, slaughter him in two, bring him alive again. And then he will say, now I've got complete conviction, you are the evil Dajjal. And thereafter Dajjal will try and kill him again. But then Allah tabarak ta'ala will create, there will be like armor on his body. And Dajjal will not be able to harm him. And thereafter the soldiers of Dajjal will have to see to him, and thereafter his ruh will be removed and his body will now be taken away. Which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest shaheed on the surface of the earth. The narrator of the hadith, he says that man will be Khidr. So a man who began at the beginning and he moved throughout the centuries. What was his purpose in the world? So in this verse, Allah tabarakala shows what his purpose in the world was, what his purpose in the world will remain. Meaning when Allah tabarakala created a fitna called Dajjal, and throughout the centuries, Dajjal will do his evil of Dajjaliyat. And many a time, evil will come to such a height, then moving together with the evil of Dajjal will be a man called Khidr. And around him will be his army of unique people. And he will also move throughout history. And he will ensure whatever Dajjal brings up, he will bring down. And how he will do it? Because Allah tabarak ta'ala blessed him with unique things. Knowledge. When Dajjal said to Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, a time will come when this is going to happen. The knowledge of the future. Then Khidr alayhi salam here will show Musa alayhi salam, I have knowledge of the future. That this boy, if he has to live, this will happen. If this boat has to go, this will happen. If this has to happen, this will happen. Knowledge of the future. And when Dajjal will be a master of technology, to be able to build things which amazes man, Khidr alayhi salam will show Musa alayhi salam, I am master of technology. Khidr alayhi salam, in the verses you will see him making a hole in a ship. He creates a hole in a ship, but Mufassirin explains such an amazing hole he makes that water doesn't come through. He immediately puts something on top of the hole, that the hole is shown, but the water is not coming through, the ship is not sinking. What type of technology he was blessed with, it is something beyond our understanding. Rahmatan min indina. Unique. The power of this man is going to be. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam proceeds to meet him. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told there will be a certain meeting of water. Ulama have explained that why was he blessed with such a long life. So there is one very strong view that says that Allah tabarak ta'ala directed him to certain water, which is called the water of life, youth. That if you have to drink from this water, then your body will be preserved. It is very, very possible he drank from this water. Because when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now carries on, and he comes near the water, Allah tabarak ta'ala, instead of allowing Musa alayhi salam to find him, Allah tabarak ta'ala makes Musa alayhi salatu wasalam forget. So they reach a certain place looking for Khidr alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَا بَيْنِهِمَا. When they reach the spot, and at that spot there is a great possibility that water was also there. That if you have to drink from it even today, then your body will be preserved till the ending. But who is going to ever find it? If anyone could have found it, would have been Musa alayhi salam, because he was going to find the man there. But نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا. Allah tabarak ta'ala put a condition of forgetfulness over them. He became so forgetful that Musa alayhi salam became tired, he slept. Together with him was his khadim, Nabi Yusha alayhi salam. He also slept away. Nabi Yusha alayhi salam wakes up, and they had a fish with them which they were ordered to take. And that fish they had eaten from it. So a slight amount of that fish was already bitten, eaten. It was not a fish alive, it was a dead fish in a basket. And one third of the fish was already bitten from. And for some reason Allah Ta'ala allowed water of that spot to fall into this basket. As that water hit the fish, a dead fish suddenly started moving. Not only moving, so much of life it jumps out of the basket. فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا. And when it jumps into the water, it's not like a normal fish gone. But now it becomes like the king of the ocean. Saraba, as it moves in the water makes a tunnel around it. Meaning divine protection. Now it's moving like a king. Like how if you go to Mina, they will tell you at the bottom, the last jamara, underground, that is reserved for the king. When he wants to tell the shayateen, he will come in his limousine. He will drive right till the shaitan open his window, say, goodbye shaitan, hit it one time and gone. So you say, because he's the king, he can go right through one shot. This fish is moving in its tunnel in an amazing manner. Now when did this fish hit the water? It hit the water in the era of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What happened to that fish? It got one sprinkle of water. So that fish now, its body must be preserved. But to ensure that no whale will come and eat that fish, otherwise that whale will live forever. And no other fisherman must catch that fish. So Allah tabarak ta'ala creates a tunnel around the fish. How long that fish is going to survive? As Khidr alayhi salam most likely will survive till the ending, that fish most likely is moving around till today. And is it possible Ibn Atiyah rahimullah was a great mufassir of this ummah? This fish jumped into the water in the era of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Great mufassir. One is when a mufassir quotes from another man. Like Allama Qurtubi rahimullah, a great mufassir of Quran. So one place comes where Allama Qurtubi says that there was a certain verse to read. That if you read this verse, ulama is mentioned, then you become like invincible. Meaning the enemy don't see you. So he wrote that verse. And then he wrote a second verse, third verse, fourth verse, he wrote these verses. So normally when you read it, you won't even bother about it, because these are all that someone said this, someone said that. But then he writes that one time when the Christians attacked, and he was in Spain, and he saw, he says, two horsemen, and they picked him up. He was hiding there in a wall and he started running. As he's running, he comes in an open area. And now he realizes there's no way I'm going to get away. And he remembers the verses. So he says, I start reading it, and I'm running until I finally give up. Because there's no way to run, and the horses are right next to me. I just stop and ready to die. And I'm reading my kalima and I go like this. And then they stop right by me and the one is asking the other, where is he, where is he? The other says, he just disappeared. And he says, I'm also wondering. Then what do you mean I disappeared? And the two of them remain looking, looking. And they turned and they went away. And he said, more shocked than them, I was more shocked. And I carried on also. Now when you read that, then you will immediately look at the verses again and make a note of it. So when a man narrates what waqi'i happened to him, it has a different effect. Ibn Atiyah rahimullah speaks about the fish. And he says, Allah tabarakallah gave him the chance to see that fish. He saw the one part of the fish was eaten from, and the other part of the fish was whole. And that fish most likely will move in the world till the ending to give man a lesson. That if Allah tabarakallah wants to protect, he will protect. So where that fish is going to move, most likely Khidr alayhi salam is going to move. The fish will be the king of the ocean, Khidr alayhi salam will be moved as king of this world. But Nabi Musa alayhi salam, if he had to find that fish jumping out, imagine if we were sleeping there and we woke up and we saw the fish. Yusha alayhi salam saw the fish now moving like a king through the waters. It was such a thing that immediately he said, Subhanallah. And Musa alayhi salam will wake up and say, what's happening? He said, this water fell on this fish, immediately you'll touch the water. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala never wanted to happen. So Yusha alayhi salam looked at Musa alayhi salam, and maybe he thought that Musa alayhi salam is a jalali nabi. If I wake him up, he might get angry. Whatever happened, he never woke up Musa alayhi salam. He said, when Musa alayhi salam himself wakes up, then I'll tell him. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam after a while woke up. Nasiya hutahuma. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, both were made to forget. Musa alayhi salam never asked regarding my food. Normally when you wake up, first thing you ask, where's the food? I'm hungry. But he never asked. And more amazing, Yusha alayhi salam, who saw a miracle, he forgot about it. It slipped his mind. فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبَى. The fish was gone. And they carried on. They left it. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ. And as they carried on. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted them to come back. Immediately Musa alayhi salam said, hey, I'm hungry. Atina ghada'ana. Where's the food? لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. Very tired. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى السَّقْرَةِ. Yusha alayhi salam says, you know when we stopped at that one stone? فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ. I don't know how it happened, but I forgot the fish. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ. He says, it was such a thing I saw that there's no way I could have forgotten it. It was shaitan that made me forget it. But why Allah Ta'ala made him forget it? Because that water could never be traced again. وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. He says, the way it went in the water, there's no way I would have forgotten that. قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي. Musa alayhi salam said, that's what we're looking for. فَارْتَدَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. So now they're looking at their footsteps, because when you're walking on the ocean sand, then you will definitely see your footsteps. And as they start tracing their footsteps, moving, moving, looking, where were you? فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. Then in the distance they see one man standing there. Where the man would be standing now and where the fish gone, the fish is gone already. There is no sign of any stone now and they're not looking for a stone. As soon as they see the man, they forget the fish. The stone is forgotten. Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam is told, you may return. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam finds abdan min ibadina, a unique man. Ataynahu rahmatan min indina, who has given unique powers. Wa allamnahu min ladunna ilma, and given unique knowledge. Qala lahu Musa, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says to him, hal attabi'uka, that will you allow me to stay a few days with you? Can I enter your madrasa? If you got any rules, I'm ready to sign it. Rules and regulations. First thing he asked, may I enter? Ala an tu'allimani mimma ullimta rushda. Just so that those things that you have been taught, I also may. Qala innaka lan tastati'a ma'iya sabra. Imagine if you come to the madrasa and rules and regulations, first law is you'll never manage in this madrasa. But the student says, I will manage. Thereafter the student got no way to complain. But Khidr alayhi salam was not a madrasa, you are something unique. He told Musa alayhi salam, you and me will never manage. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was not a normal man, remember this. A Nabi becomes a Nabi when he reaches the height of sabr. Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahimullah mentions Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was made in charge of sheep. And sheep, their tabiat is they run. For no reason they run. And if all the sheep are together, you'll see they'll still be obedient. But if one gets separated, he doesn't know where he's going. So trying to get his sheep back, Musa alayhi salam is getting all of them back, but one is gone. And the more he's chasing it, the more faster it's running. And very far away it went. And only when the sheep became tired, and normally when a sheep will become tired, when he could not move anymore, Musa alayhi salam managed to grab it. And when he grabbed it, if it was us, Musa alayhi salam's one punch would have sent that sheep. There was no need for qurbani, slaughtering. But he holds that sheep and he looks in the eye of the sheep and he says, you have put me in great difficulty. And now the sheep is tired, Musa alayhi salam is tired, and he looks where the other sheep is, far away. And then he picks up the sheep to carry it. Where the other sheep is, he carries the sheep back. So the angels are looking at that scene and they're saying amongst themselves, this man is amazing. So much of sabr. And they say, oh Allah, if a man has to become a Nabi, this man is worthy to be a Nabi. And Allah Ta'ala says to them, this man has already been written as a Nabi. You have to have a unique amount of sabr. At that sabr level also, Khidr alayhi salam says to Musa alayhi salam, what I do, you will never understand. You will never manage with me. وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. And how can you manage? Because I am going to do things that are beyond your understanding. قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا. Musa alayhi salam says that if Allah helps, you will find I will not say a single thing. وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. Whatever you do, I will just stand back and watch. I will not complain, I will not argue. I will not write any letter to the office. Everything you do, I will accept it 100%. قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي. So Khidr alayhi salam says, if you wish to stay with me, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ. You cannot ask me anything. حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Until the day comes when I decide to tell you myself. Meaning, oh student, if you enter this madrasa, till the day you graduate, you keep quiet. And then you will graduate as a good student. فَمْتَلَقَ. And now Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam start. And thereafter you say, to be continued. وآخر دعوانا للحمد لله.